Good afternoon, Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk. It's Mark Saltzman here with a cold. Tech Talk is the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. Not only do we cover all the stylish tech toys around, but everything is discussed in plain English and with none of that confusing technical jargon. Even if your DVD player or VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock, you'll understand this show and have some fun, too. Hop. Topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, television, cell phones, digital cameras, video games, GPS, and portable music players. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft LifeCam Show, the top-of-the-line video web camera for you to chat with friends and family around the world for free. Experience high-definition video, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's the Microsoft LifeCam Show. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. Well, on today's Tech Talk, it's a special treat for a couple of reasons. We're going to cover what to look for when shopping for a new digital camera just in time for the holidays, whether it's a gift for a loved one or for yourself to capture those once-in-a-lifetime memories with your family this upcoming holiday season. And specifically, we're going to concentrate on point-and-shoot digital cameras, those smaller, compact cameras that are very easy to use, opposed to those high-end digital SLR or single-lens reflex cameras, because I think Canadians are watching their wallets closely this year, given the turn in the economy. So in a minute, we're going to be joined by Kodak Canada's Mitchell Burke to answer questions about what to look for in a new digital camera, the features that are important, and we'll also this hour dispense some tips on taking better photos. I'll tell you about our amazing prizes, yes, plural, prizes today in a moment. You won't believe it. But let's first open the lines for you to ask questions about buying a new digital camera or if you need some tips on taking photos with your existing one. And you know the deal with this show. There are no dumb questions on Tech Talk, so let's hear from you. The numbers to call in on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or Star Talk, that's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. I'd first like to welcome our guest this hour, Mr. Mitchell Burke from Kodak Canada. Thanks for joining us. Hey.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Great to see you. I'm okay despite a cold. I just came from this five-day tour through the U.S. showing electronics on morning shows, and I think 8 planes in 5 days did it in for me, and not to mention not sleeping well every night, being in different time zones. So I'm struggling with a cold, and you know, I think a lot of my listeners know that I recently underwent surgery for my vocal cords, so my voice has sounded like this for 6 months, and then it came back. The surgery worked. So now this weekend, it's gone again, and I said to my wife, Kelly, I'm worried that, you know, it's my vocal cords, but it doesn't feel like it is. I mean, it's sore. My throat is sore. So I don't think it's my vocal cords. I think I've got just a nasty cold. Apologies for my voice. But Mitchell, you're looking good. You're a great guy. You've come on our show many times in the past, and you've always got some great advice for those who are looking for a digital camera.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here today, Mark. And I have one special surprise for you. Well,
hold that moment. Hold that thought, because I haven't told everybody what our giveaways are yet.
Okay.
And I know you told me just before we went on the air, like 10 seconds before I welcome everybody to the show, Mitch says, oh, and I got a surprise for you. So hold that surprise for a second. I have to tell every listener, get this. Every person who gets their question or comment on the air this hour is going to win a digital camera from Kodak, courtesy of Mitch Burke and Kodak Camera. It's the Kodak EasyShare C713, and Mitch will tell us about that in a moment. But this digital camera will be given to everybody who gets on the air this hour, a fantastic prize to everybody who gets their call on the air. 416-872-1010 with your questions about digital photography. 1-800-561-CFRB outside of Toronto or Star 8255. From now till 1, we'll be joined by Kodak Canada's Mitchell Burke, who not only works for Kodak, but also is a photographer himself. He's a professional photographer who is also a fishing aficionado, and he's been able to marry his two loves, photography and fishing, and he sells his photos to magazines. So we'll talk to you a bit about that, and also who better to talk to about tips on taking better photos than Mitch this hour. If you've got questions, not about buying a new camera, but about how to get more out of your existing one. So everybody who gets their question or comment on the air is going to win a Kodak EasyShare C713, courtesy of Kodak. But Mitch, you said you also have another surprise.
Yeah, this is something really, really cool. So what we're going to give away to one special caller is a pocket video camera that takes HD video. Now, for Kodak, these things are in such hot demand, we were only able to bring 5,000 into the country. That's it. These products are being launched at Best Buy and also at Staples. So the lucky caller will get the ZI6 in black.
So that's it there. That you just pull out this box. Let me see this. So this looks like no bigger than the size of like a deck of cards or a BlackBerry. And it's got a screen on it and it shoots high definition video. I've seen these things before, but they always shoot what we call VGA quality.
No.
This is high definition.
You could lower the quality if you so choose, but it does shoot 720p.
Okay.
It comes with rechargeable nickel metal hydride batteries. And unlike some of the other pocket video cameras out in the marketplace, there's no limit to what kind of memory card you could put in there. So you could put a 32 gig memory card in.
Really?
And as large as your card is as much video as you get.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, I had to think this through for a moment. All right. When you call in, you speak to Mackay Taggart, our screener, and you give your information, because if you get on the air, you win one of the digital cameras. Randomly, at some point, Mackay, throughout the show, could you play like a tone, some sort of a little audio signal, like some sort of little, or Dwayne rather, Bishop, our tech op, play a little musical tone or something before we take somebody on the air. And do it, please, randomly, throughout between now and one. And that caller will win the even better, cooler prize, which is the pocket digital camera, the Z16 from Kodak, instead of the point-and-shoot camera. And this does retail more than the digital cameras, right?
Yeah, these retails for about $180.
Okay. So, Dwayne, at some point throughout the hour, and then you'll win the even cooler prize. There you have it. Amazing stuff. This hour from Kodak Canada, we've got Mitchell Burke here to help answer questions about taking better photos with your camera and what to look for. It's very intimidating. You walk into your, like as Mitch said, your Best Buy or other retailer, be it a Costco, a Walmart, a Future Shop, the Source by Circuit City. You walk in and there's a sea of digital cameras. How do you know which one to invest in? It's very overwhelming and intimidating. There are no dumb questions on this show. If you want to know what a megapixel means, what kind of zoom is important, you have questions about battery life, about the LCD screens on the back, memory cards, call in with those questions, and we'll cover all of that in plain English this hour. But before we go to the lines, I do want to ask you, Mitch, to tell us about the Kodak camera that every caller who gets on the air will win today, the C713.
This is an amazing camera. I mean, it's a small point-and-shoot camera. It's a 7-megapixel, 3x optical with a 2.4-inch LCD, and it also has digital image stabilization. So for people that are a little bit shaky or there's some movement in the picture, you're going to get crisp, clean pictures with this camera.
Okay, so it's a 7-megapixel, so that means 7 million little dots make up the image.
That's correct.
And generally speaking, even though there are other variables, the higher the megapixel, the better the quality will be when you want to blow it up to something large like a poster.
Correct.
Right, because even a 3-megapixel camera looks fine as a 4x6.
Absolutely.
Okay, but the higher the megapixel, like this one, 7, it allows you to blow it up to the size of a poster or crop it tighter. And cropping, if you want to explain that, that's also another benefit of more megapixels.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, if you want to crop your photo, if you take a picture and there's a lot of dead space in the area and you really want to focus in on the person or image, you can crop it through software. And if you have a 7-megapixel camera, you could pretty much crop through, I don't know, roughly half of your image and still get a very good 4x6.
Mm-hmm. It won't look pixelated with the little dots.
It will not look pixelated.
So if Mitch Burke, if you're standing on your boat holding up a 25-pound fish. Yeah. I was trying to think of a kind of fish that's 25 pounds, but I'd be showing my ignorance, a 25-pound salmon. And is 25 pounds good, by the way?
Yeah, that's pretty good
all
fish.
Right. So if you've got a lot of scenery around you that you don't want because you want to just crop you holding the fish tightly and make that into a picture for your wall, then the more megapixels, the better that photo will look, opposed to like a 3-megapixel camera. When you zoom in a lot and then crop it, it might look a little pixelated.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to go right to the lines and start giving away the digital cameras. This is a Tech Talk first, folks. This is a show that's been on the air for about 8 years. Every caller is winning a digital camera. Amazing. We will be back in moments, but the time is now 12:17. You know, not to take a knock at a fellow News Talk 1010 host, but this morning Rick Mercer said, let's open up the prize closet and get... Ed Mercer. I'm sorry. Ben Mercer. Yeah, Rick Mercer's the comedian. Ben Mercer said, let's open up the prize closet. You know what? With Tech Talk today, we're opening up the prize warehouse. All right, take that. We are giving away a digital camera to every person who gets on the air today, courtesy of our friends at Kodak Canada. It's the C713. We're joined by Mitchell Burke. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are taking your calls about what to look for when shopping for a digital camera, or if you've got one that you're happy with, some tips on getting more out of it as we head into the holiday season. We are focusing today on point-and-shoot digital cameras, opposed to those pricey digital SLRs, those big, bulkier, high-end ones, because I think given the state of the economy, a lot more people are going to be buying the smaller, compact, and less expensive point-and-shoots that also look amazing. And we have a special surprise that Mitch sprung on us as well. One lucky listener who hears a certain tone, and we'll tell you when we hear that tone throughout the hours, is going to win, instead of the C713, they're going to win the ZI6 pocket video camera from Kodak. Mitch, we talked about it shooting HD video, but I understand there's another cool thing about this product.
Yeah, the other feature that's really cool about this product is that it has an integrated USB tool. So there's no USB cabling. You press a button, the USB tool pops out. Plug it into computer. Once you download all the software and everything, it automatically uploads up to YouTube.
Amazing. Because I know a lot of people who have a digital camera have trouble getting those photos off the camera.
Yeah.
They might lose the USB cord, or they have to get on their hands and knees and sort of plug it in, and the wire gets caught between other wires. This, you flick a little switch, and the USB connector pops right out of the video camera. And then there's software on the camcorder itself that lets you upload it right to your favorite video sharing site.
Correct.
Amazing stuff. All right. Without further ado, let me give the numbers one more time, but Let's go to the first caller, which is Arnie. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. I promise not to cough on any callers. Let's go to Arnie in Toronto. Arnie, you're the first winner of a Kodak EasyShare C713. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks very much, Mark. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
What I wondered was, how important is optical zoom on point-and-shoot cameras? You see more and more megapixels all the time, but you also see optical zoom numbers like 3 times, 3.4 times, mm-hmm. 4 times. So how important is optical zoom? How much is good to get? And do small differences like 3 times or 3.4 times really make a difference?
Great question, Mitch.
Hey, Arnie, how's it going? So, Arnie, it really depends on the kind of shots that you're taking. I mean, for the most part, 3x zoom is more than enough. But if you're taking a lot of, outdoor shots of birds or sports or things like that, you might want a higher zoom. One important thing to look for if you're taking a lot of action shots and things like that is a zoom that has either digital or optical image stabilization.
Right. And image stabilization is important for two reasons, as you touched on earlier on in the show, Mitch. One is that if you have a slightly shaky hand, which you may not even realize, but our hands are never completely still, or if the subject is moving, we both have kids, Mitch, we know what it's like to try to take pictures of them when they don't want to be, photographed. So when they're moving around, often with cameras that don't have image stabilization, the shot becomes blurry,
yep.
And you just delete it right away because it doesn't look good. But with image stabilization, it can help there as well.
Correct. And the other thing to look at also is that if you're buying a zoom camera that has over a 5x zoom, it's good to have image stabilization.
Yeah.
Under 5x zoom, it's really not that necessary.
Okay. Good point for soccer moms or hockey dads that want to take photos from afar. All right, Arnie, I just put him on hold, and he is the first winner of the Kodak EasyShare C713. Next up, another winner, Ted from Scarborough. Congratulations, Ted.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And to you.
My question is, when taking a picture with a digital camera, how can I improve the detail on a subject that is backlit? In other words, if let's assume I'm taking a picture of a person walking in front of the lake and the sun is to the south, the lake is very bright. How do I improve the detail on the person or the subject that I'm taking that is backlit?
Great question. So, Mitch, is he talking about being underexposed? Like if the subject is too dark?
Yeah. So if the sun is coming from the subject's back, the subject will probably be underexposed. On a lot of point and shoot cameras and even some digital SLRs, if you go into the menu or the scene menu, there actually is a backlit function that'll compensate for all the things you're looking for.
Wow.
But if the camera doesn't have that, then what you want to do is meter the subject. Now we're getting really technical.
That's okay.
But we want to look at the subject and make sure that we actually maybe overexpose it by one or two stops. I'm not sure if you understand what that is,
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah, f-stop, yeah.
How do you do that with a digital camera, though?
It depends on the camera, right? It's an option under the settings, right?
Yeah. If you have is it a point-and-shoot camera you're talking about, Ted?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go into your scene modes,
yes.
There's probably something there that says backlit.
Oh.
And if you go to that function, your picture will come out perfect.
Right. Another thing you can do, Ted, is in the software on your computer, you can often try to lighten up a dark photo. And that also leads us, Mitch, just before our next break, for tips. If you are taking, and I was just in Niagara Falls this summer, and I saw a family being photographed on against the railing overlooking the falls, but the sun was right behind the family. So I politely said, hey, let me take the picture. Just stand a little bit this way. So it's they were still against the railing, but they angled themselves slightly and had the sun on their faces.
Which is much better.
Which is much better, but a lot of people don't think of that. So that's a tip when you're taking photos outside. Never take a photo with the sun behind the subjects, because that'll make the picture, even indoors, against a window. If you're taking the picture and the subject is looking at you in front of a window, it's going to make them look too dark. So just try to position and keep that in mind.
Yeah, and you know, talking about tips, Mark, if you want to keep it really simple, the basic things you could do to get a better picture, right, is always try to have the sun at your back. And believe it or not, even outdoors, try to always use flash.
Oh, yeah. Even outdoors. Good tip. All right. We're going to take another break. When we return, going right back to the calls, we got a lot more digital cameras to give away. We've got both, by the way, silver and pink. So, you know, you could tell us what you like. We'll assume and stereotype. If you're a female, you might want pink. And if you're a guy, you might want silver. Tell us otherwise. You know, a lot of women use silver digital cameras and a lot of guys want pink ones. So just tell us otherwise when you speak to Makai. We will be right back with more Tech Talk to give away more cameras. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft LifeCam Show, the top-of-the-line video web camera for you to chat with friends and family around the world for free. Experience high-definition video on your computer, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's the Microsoft LifeCam Show. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. And speaking of photography, we're joined once again by Kodak Canada's Mitchell Burke. Welcome back to the show, Mitchell.
Hey, Mark.
We've only given away a couple of cameras so far. I promise everybody who gets on the air is going to get one, courtesy of Mitch Burke for Kodak Canada. It's the EasyShare C713. And one lucky listener is going to hear a little musical note, some little audio cue, and they're going to win our special, special grand prize. Mitch really outdid himself this hour. The Kodak Z16 pocket size video camcorder that has a built-in USB connector, shoots high-definition video, and there's no limit on the capacity of the memory cards that you want to snap in there.
And it also shoots digital still photography as well.
Oh, it takes stills too. Exactly. Oh my goodness. All right. 416-872-1010 for your questions about digital photography. 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255 on your free on your cell phone. It's a free call. Let's Mitch, with your permission, let's try to like really bang out a lot of calls here.
Sure.
We've got pink and silver digital cameras to give away. Robert from Mississauga. Congratulations, Robert.
All right.
Thanks for holding on there. You are the winner of the Kodak EasyShare C713.
Thank you very much.
What's your question, sir?
My question is, most compact digital camera advertisements, they list the megapixel size, but they never really list the aperture size of the lens. Is a larger aperture size needed? Also needed so that I can blow up my landscape shots to 8.5 by 11 size?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a really good question, but you know, the standard aperture on your compact point-and-shoot cameras will be fine to blow up your pictures. It won't be a problem. It's more about the megapixels on the compact cameras and less about the aperture size.
Right, good question and good point. And if it's 8.5 by 11, that would be fine as well. That's
totally
not that
fine.
Big, really. All right, Claudette from Markham. You are also the winner of the Kodak EasyShare C713. Are you going to choose the pink or silver one, dear?
I'm going to take the silver.
All right.
All right.
Do you have a question for Mitch?
Yeah, I'm looking for a digital camera that would take both good pictures and especially good video. Do you have any suggestion of what I should look for?
Yeah.
My son wants to put some of his video on YouTube.
Okay, so for videos on YouTube. Mitch, the Kodak camera that she just won, the C713, does that also shoot video?
It also shoots video.
Oh, well, there you go. Claudette, the camera you just won also shoots video, and it will be good enough for YouTube. It's
absolutely
not high-definition video on this still camera, as is the one on the ZI-6 that we're giving away as well, but you can, in fact, shoot video on this camera and upload it to YouTube. You first connect it to your computer and then upload it.
Correct.
All right. All right. Congratulations. Let us now go to, let's see who's been waiting the longest. Vinny from Toronto. Congratulations, Vinny.
Thank you, Mark.
How are you? Fine, thank you.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you, dear.
Mitch, I have a granddaughter. They're always on Facebook, and all her friends, they load pictures and videos. With this camera that you did, that I just got now, will she be able to do it?
Absolutely.
And she can print them too?
She can print them too. She can either print them at home on an inkjet printer. She could print them at the store by just bringing in her memory card and putting it into a kiosk giving it to one of the attendants at one of the photo labs.
Right. Congratulations, Vinny. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll tell you how to pick up your prize here. Mitch, there's a red button on the back of the, or orange button on the back of this digital camera that we're giving away. It says share. What happens when you press that button?
When you press that button, the pictures are automatically downloaded to your computer. So it's a one-step, easy-press download.
And then you can upload it to a let's say you want to share all your holiday photos that you've taken, and there's dozens of them, mm-hmm. with family in another country. Is there an online site that that Kodak hosts that allows you to post them for free?
Yeah, you can
instead of emailing them, because then it can clog up their inbox.
Yeah, you can go to the Kodak Gallery. Just make sure that the other person who you're sending them to is also a member of the Kodak Gallery.
But it's free.
Completely free.
Okay.
And all you have to do is have an account set up, and you can, you know, transfer pictures to each other.
Also, we've been giving away some tips on taking better photos this hour, and you know, time goes by really quick on Tech Talk. So if you want some additional photo tips, Mitch, there is websites as well, right?
Yeah, if you go to Kodak.ca or Kodak.com, there is tips that happen every single day, or you could just go into our tips section, look at it, and there's, you know, hundreds of different tips.
Yeah, and I love how they're separated by category, like top 10 tips on using your flash or top 10 tips on taking indoor photos. It's all segregated, so you can really nail down what's important to you.
Correct.
My favorite tip, which I've given out on the air before, and it's a no-brainer for those who we call shutter bugs, you know, the real photo enthusiasts. My favorite tip for point-and-shoot digital cameras, Mitch, is the biggest complaint that I get from people is that when they press down on the shutter button, it takes too long to capture that image, and they miss that Kodak moment.
Right.
My tip is to hold down the shutter button halfway, which tells the camera to autofocus, and it's getting ready to take that shot. Then, when you want to take the photo, press it down all the way,
correct.
And it'll be a lot faster.
It'll be instantaneous.
Yeah, instantaneous. So, in other words, going from 5 to 10 is faster than going from 0 to 10 with your finger off the button altogether.
That's a really good tip.
Okay, great. Thank you. Coming from an expert like you, I'm happy you said that. All right, we're talking with Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada, Tracy from Mississauga. You're the winner of a Kodak EasyShare C713. Oh, no, I stand corrected. Tracy, that means you've won our grand prize, the Kodak ZI6. Mitch, you want to tell her, Tracy, about this?
Sure. This is a great pocket video camera, Tracy. It takes HD video up to 720p. It has all the cables included to put it on your digital TV. It also takes digital still pictures, and it's just a wonderful prize. You're going to love
it. Congratulations, Tracy. Really,
I'm so excited.
I'm so happy that you won this. Really quickly, we want to get your question. We have to go to commercial. Do you have a quick question for us?
Yeah, my quick question is just that I've had some trouble in the past with my point and shoots. The batteries after 6 months, like them not charging for more than an hour. Mm. I'm just wondering if that's like a technological problem that's being fixed or...
Okay. So Mitch, just generally speaking with point and shoot cameras.
Yeah. If it's a lithium ion battery and it's still not charging, then you could have a defective battery, or you just could have, you know, exhausted the battery life. If it's a nickel metal hydride battery, then, you know, they have some memory in them and you might not decharge it all the way to have it fully charged all the way back up.
Okay. So, and that's for any point and shoot camera.
And
you can always
shoot.
Contact the manufacturer and see if there's any way that they can, it depends on how recently you bought the camera. There might be some recourse there. Otherwise, you have to just pick up your own battery. But I've heard of this once in a while, but it's not a common issue. All right. We're going to take another short break. When we return, going back to the calls to take your questions about shooting photos or taking, or what to look for when shopping for a new digital camera, and of course to give away more of these C713s from Kodak. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. The time is 12:41, however, so let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Kodak Canada's Mitchell Burke about taking better photos or what to look for when it comes to new features that we see on the new digital cameras. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Hey.
We're trying to keep, because of the economy, I'm assuming, and again, this is just an assumption, that more consumers in Canada, and especially in the U.S., are going to be picking up these point-and-shoot digital cameras this holiday season, either for themselves or someone on their gift list, opposed to the pricier digital single-lens reflex or SLR cameras, because they could be, you know, $1,000 or more without the lens. So I don't mind if you have questions about SLR photography, but I thought it would be nice if we, you know, narrowed it down a little bit to point-and-shoot digital cameras. And you could still take great shots with point-and-shoot, can't you, Mitch?
Yeah, Mark and I were just discussing this when we were off-air, and I told Mark an interesting stat that he was very surprised about. All the pictures that I have sold to magazines so far have been with Kodak point-and-shoot cameras.
That's unheard of, because a professional photographer listening right now is cringing. But it's true. You can take great photos with a point-and-shoot. Obviously, some of this has to do with the environment you're in.
Correct.
Some of it has to do with the skill of the photographer, naturally.
Correct.
And most of the photos that you take, Mitch, are you're a fishing aficionado. Mitch, by the way, has flown all around the world to fish. In fact, you were one of the first people in this newly unlocked area of the Amazon where you had to be helicoptered and dropped in, right?
Correct.
And you had like a GPS phone. I mean, yeah. I mean, amazing.
We were the only people to fish this area for 65 years. It was closed for ecological study, so that was a really cool
trip. And you were
on
a waiting list, and you got a helicopter dropped in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So Mitch has sold a lot of his fishing photos. So there you heard it from him. You can take great shots with a point-and-shoot camera. We are giving away, courtesy of Kodak Canada, an EasyShare C713 7-megapixel digital camera to everybody who gets on the air this hour with a question. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Kelly from Oakville, congratulations. You're the winner of a new digital camera.
Yay.
Congrats, Kelly.
Thank you.
Do you have a question? Yeah.
I do. I'm looking for a compact camera with a larger zoom, just like larger than 3x kind of optical zoom, because I photograph my children a lot. So I was wondering if that's even available, if you can get a larger zoom on a little pocket-sized camera.
Sure, Kelly. Well, I'm going to be a little bit biased here. Kodak makes a phenomenal camera called the Z1012. It has a 12x optical zoom, which is huge. You know, in 35mm, it's equal to like 432mm zoom. It also has optical image stabilization, so all those shots with the long zoom out will be super sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And it also takes HD video.
Okay, and the model number again and the price?
The Z1012 IS, and I think right now it's for $249.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very economical. Kelly, you just won the C713 Kodak EasyShare camera. You might want to give one away as a gift and pick up that sort of higher-end model. But this is a great entry-level point-and-shoot that we're giving away that also shoots video. It retails for about $100, by the way. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so we just put you on hold. Kelly, we'll tell you how to pick up your grand prize. You know who also won a digital camera, Mitch? Edward from Pickering. Edward, you are the winner of a Kodak EasyShare C713. Congratulations.
Yeah, fantastic.
All right.
Thanks very much, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank Mitch, not me. I didn't bring all these.
Mitch
brought in 3 boxes into the studio today. I had to hold the door open for him.
That is fantastic. Thanks very much. Yep. That's great.
Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, my question kind of was, at what resolution does, in megapixels, does it equal the film? 35mm film.
It's a great question, Edward. And Mitch, I get this question a lot as a journalist. People say to me, what are digital cameras as good as 35mm film? And if so, what resolution or megapixel count should I look for that would be about as good as a 35mm film camera?
Well, to answer your first question, yes, they are as good as film. I mean, they're much more easier to use and, you know, cost effective because you don't have to buy film.
Sure.
The interesting part of the answer would be, you know, if you want to equate megapixels to film, I'd probably have to say about 24 megapixels.
Yes.
But then on the backside of the question is the human eye can't really tell the difference after 3 or 4 megapixels. So if you're taking a picture with a camera and you have the picture framed up perfectly, you don't have to crop or do any editing.
Yes.
If I take a picture with a 24 megapixel camera, or we'll call it a 4 megapixel camera, and no editing has been done, the human eye can't tell the difference.
Interesting. Does that vary, Mitch, on the size of the photo, like a 4x6 or a 5x7?
Correct. I'm talking about a 4x6.
Okay, a 4x6. Because, as we said earlier in the show, Mitch, and let's go over that again before we go to our next commercial break. Can you please tell our listeners the 2 advantages for more megapixels?
Yeah, the big advantages for more megapixels are you're able to crop more subject out of your photos. And when you blow photos up, if you blow them up to monstrous sizes, which most people really don't do.
Yeah, 99% of us don't. Yeah.
That'll help.
Okay, so if you want a poster size print,
yeah,
for
24x36,
yeah,
it'd be good to have like, you know, an 8 or 9 megapixel.
Okay, great. We're going to take one more break, give away more digital cameras when we return from Kodak, the C713, and more importantly, take your questions, your questions about buying a new digital camera or getting more out of the one that you already own. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. To buy a new digital camera, either as a gift for a spouse or a child or a parent, or if you want to capture those once-in-a-lifetime Kodak moments throughout the holidays with friends and family around the tree, opening up presents, the kids enjoying themselves playing in the snow. So what better time to talk about what to look for when you're shopping for a new digital camera? We are joined by Kodak Canada's Mitchell Burke. He's here to answer your questions about buying a new digital camera, or if you're really happy with the one you have and you're struggling with taking, you know, really great shots. Feel free to call in with your questions, and we will dispense tips on taking better photos. Welcome back to the show, Mitchell.
Great.
Mitch has brought with him enough digital cameras to give away to every caller who gets on the air this hour, which we will continue to do now. We also give away the Kodak ZI6, Kodak's brand new entry into the pocket digital camera market. Very, very hot right now. These are about the size of a cell phone, yet they can capture high definition video. We gave away the black ZI6 that can shoot high definition video, has a built-in USB connector port, and they're super easy to use. You can upload right away to YouTube or your other favorite video sharing site. But everybody else is getting the Kodak EasyShare C713, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255. Let's go to Anton in Brampton. Anton, you just won yourself a digital camera, my friend.
Oh, hi.
Congratulations. You have a question for Mitch.
Yes, I have a question about low light performance.
All right. Can you clarify?
So it's basically like sometimes I would be outside, it's a bright sunny day, and my pictures wouldn't come out that well.
That's interesting. Were you shooting in automatic mode?
Yes.
Is the subject in front of the sun, behind the sun?
They're in front.
Okay, so you don't want them in front, right, Mitch?
No.
Okay, so that could be it. Do you want to clarify that?
Yeah, I think this is a longer answer, you know, so it might be difficult. But, you know, again, try to take pictures with the sun over your shoulder and try and get as close to the subject as possible to make them come out clear and bright.
All right, Eric from Etobicoke.
Good afternoon.
You are the winner of a digital camera, sir.
I thank you very much.
Thank you, Mitch. Now, do you have a question for him?
On Friday, one of my children brought me a flyer, and it's the EasyShare. She said, "I want this for Christmas."
Mm-hmm.
How easy is this for a 10-year-old to use?
All they have to do is turn the camera on, leave it in automatic mode, and take pictures.
Oh dear.
That's it. So you can't.
Well, I guess Christmas came early. That's
certainly the case, Eric. We'll put you on hold and we'll tell you how to pick up your digital camera.
Okay.
So Mitch, there are other settings for like night mode and it adjusts the focus and lighting depending on the conditions, right?
Correct. And then a lot of the new cameras have what's called, you know, they have their own proprietary mode. We have, you know, smart capture mode, which takes all the scenes into consideration, and the camera automatically adjusts for backlit, for landscape, for party. You don't have to go into scene mode anymore.
So
there's
it
smarter
does it
cameras.
You. Amazing. Before we go to the next caller, if I may shamelessly ask our listeners for a little favor, if I can indulge you. Basically, my blog, I know a lot of, we post every CFRB Tech Talk show on my blog called Sync, and that's hosted by MSN. It's at sync-blog.com. That's sync-blog.com. Every show of Tech Talk is hosted on there that you can download or listen to online while you're surfing the net. My blog is up for a national award for best technology blog in Canada. And again, at the risk of a shameless plug on the air, I would love for our listeners to vote for Sync to help us win the award. You can simply visit the blog at sync-blog.com, and you'll see the first headline says, "Is Sync the best Canadian tech blog?" And I do appreciate your support. If you click that link, it'll show you the website to vote for Sync as best technology blog. Again, no obligation, folks. Just a little favor if you can, and that'll help secure us because we're in the running. We've made it to the finals and we're in the top five. It's not based solely on a popularity contest. Editorially, of course, we're rated more importantly, but it would be great for your support. So thanks. All right, we have time, Mitch, for one last caller and one last winner of the C713, and that is Mona from Oakville. Mona, congratulations.
Oh, thanks sir, very much.
Congrats. You are the winner of the C713. What's your question for Mitch?
Oh, hi, Mitch. Two questions. Very simple. How do you get rid of red eyes? And if you take the digital camera out in the cold, like a day like today, will that affect the outcome?
Yeah, great questions.
Well, if you're going to be out in the cold for a long time, I'd actually have the camera in a Ziploc bag before you go out because it might have some condensation on the lens.
Okay.
But then to take out the red eye, to answer that question, there's two ways of doing it. You could do it by using a pre-flash, which is on your camera, which will flash before the actual real flash goes off, and that'll reduce the red eyes. Or a lot of the cameras today have what's called digital red eye removal. You just have to go into your menu and select, you know, digital red eye removal, and the red eyes will be gone. Mm-hmm.
Not every camera has that, Mona, so you might need to do that on your computer once you transfer that photo over, and all the big software, like last week we had the folks from Adobe on to talk about their Photoshop Elements software. They all have one-touch red eye reduction or red eye removal, so for those kids or pets with light eyes and they show up as, you know, red and they look like, you know, they're
possessed.
Yeah, they're possessed. They're, you know, the son of Satan. Then you can press a button and it'll remove it, but a lot of the new cameras, and I know most of the Kodak, if not all the Kodak ones, have that double flash. So preemptively, you can try to avoid or reduce red eye.
Or it's on our software.
Awesome. On software. Thank you so much, Mitch, for joining us. Mitchell Burke from Kodak Canada.
My pleasure. I had a blast.
Thank you. As did we and our listeners. Not only did you give out some great advice, but amazing prizes as well. I hope you guys have a very successful holiday season.
Thank you.
And Mitch, I know I'll see you at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
You will.
Looking forward to having a coffee with you then, or something a little bit harder after hours. Thank you very much for listening to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft LifeCam Show, the top-of-the-line video web camera for you to chat with friends and family around the world for free. Experience high definition video on your computer, crystal clear audio, and one touch access to your buddy list. That's the Microsoft LifeCam Show. A big thank you to Dwayne Bishop, our technical operator, and Makai Taggart, who we kept very busy this hour, our screener. Thanks for a great job today, guys. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.